Good morning. Joining us this morning, as he does each Thursday, is Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Free Range Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Well, a jellyfish in Otsego Lake, is this a common thing?
Well, actually, it's something different on our allotsego.com website. Paul Lorda, a local researcher at the Biological Field Station here, sent us a video of Otsego Lake's jellyfish the other day. It's the first video I've seen of this jellyfish, and it's kind of neat. And when I say jellyfish, actually, I gather there are a lot of them, and you think of jellyfish as seagoing, but it seems that freshwater ones aren't that uncommon. Now, this one's called Craspidocusta soerbi, something of a tongue twister.
Uh-huh.
And a local boy, Colin Lassiter, when he was six, first spotted one while fishing with his sister Chloe and dad back in 2014 near Council Rock, which is where Otsego Lake runs into the Susquehanna. They saw a few more the next month, and it was a bit of a sensation here at the time. I'd kind of forgotten about it because they're not that common, apparently. That summer, a local snorkeler, Chip Northrup, saw a whole school near Kingfisher Tower. And then on the other side of the lake, the Cooperstown Village attorney, Martin Tillipa, and his wife Meg, saw a few more. So at the time, we sort of concluded that they're throughout the lake. Now, they're as small as a dime and as big as a quarter. Not very big. And like all jellyfish, they have a little venom that can sting. But they're so small, there's not enough to do a human being any damage. Now, no one's quite sure where they came from. Now, I know this is a concern everywhere, the problem of invasive species. It probably came from the bilge of a boat. There's a big push on now to make sure boats are washed, but it's a big lake. I mean, it's 9 miles long, 20 miles of shorefront, so that's tough to enforce. Turns out, David, that we're not alone. This jellyfish is originally from the Yangtze Basin in China, and now it's in every country in the world. And it seems that a lot of invasives get into North America through the St. Lawrence Seaway, so we're kind of on the front lines. Again, that's probably from the bilge of ships. And there's an outfit called CRISP, the Catskill Region's Invasive Project, that's trying to limit new types of flora and fauna. But with all the movement around the world, I guess there's a limit to what can be done. But 2 years ago, Paul Lord asked people to provide him with these jellyfish, and I guess nobody did. And finally, someone showed up with a jar of them. Paul took a video and sent it along to us, and it's really kind of neat. So if you're interested or anyone's interested, type in jellyfish in the search line at allotsego.com, and I think you'll be in for a bit of a treat.
Oh, boy, can I hear those clicks going now. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can see the jellyfish video. Jim, thanks so much.
David, thank you.